From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Waters have continued to rise in the flooded states of Texas and Louisiana, causing what the National Weather Service calls an unprecedented crisis. At least 6 people have died, and an estimated 30,000 have been evacuated from their homes and placed into shelters. President Donald Trump traveled to Texas on Tuesday after praising first responders and others involved in rescue efforts on Monday.
We see neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, and stranger helping stranger. And you see that all over. You watch on television, you just see such incredible work and love.
The president said recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana will need billions of dollars in aid. The UN Security Council says it strongly condemns North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile over Japan and is reiterating demands for Pyongyang to halt its ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Egyptian Ambassador Abulata heard here through a translator.
The Security Council further condemns the DPRK for its outrageous actions and demands that the DPRK immediately cease all such actions.
The statement doesn't discuss any potential new sanctions, but calls for strict implementation of existing ones. Lawyers have made their closing arguments on Tuesday night to Kenya's Supreme Court over a challenge by longtime politician Raila Odinga to President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election earlier this month. Odinga claims the declaration of Kenyatta's victory with a 54% margin of the vote was fraudulent, contending hackers infiltrated the Election Commission's servers and manipulated the results in the president's favor. This is VOA News.